Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Warren Garling.
And my name is Mike Spring.
He caught that. Rather than saying I'm, you know, my name is.
Like you keep pitching me the curveballs, I'm going to keep hitting them.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for joining us once again this week. We thought this week we would talk about the importance, I was going to say, of being earnest, but we are going to talk about, yes, practice, and how important it really is.
Now, you may be asking yourself, why is it so important to practice? You know, I've completed my demo, or I've done a few jobs even. You know, I'm a seasoned pro at this point. Do I really need to keep practicing every day, reading out loud? The thing that's important to remember is that one of the crucial skills as a voice actor is being able to deliver what's on your demo live and in person. You need to be able to replicate the level of skill that you have on your professional demo when you're in the studio. So whether it's your first job or whether you've done a half a dozen jobs, if it's been a while since your last recording session, you need to be in practice. You have to be able to go into the recording session and basically hit it out of the park right from the very first read. If you're out of practice and you're stumbling over words and you're missing words and things like that, it's not going to reflect very well on you as a voice talent.
It's hard not to liken preparation for a studio voiceover session to sports, like you did a few moments ago, you know, hitting it out of the park. Just like the best athletes rely on training and practice and warm up before a game, you as a voice actor have to stay in practice. Even baseball players who play almost daily during the season rely on batting and fielding practice every day to stay in shape.
And you know, I hear, Warren, also a lot of those baseball players have to spend hours practicing, like spitting and looking around and you know, waiting for their turn.
Not to mention falling asleep.
If you're keeping busy with jobs, then you're probably staying in pretty good shape. But you know, you maintain your accuracy because you're reading regularly. But when you're starting out, especially, that's not always the case. So it's very important to practice on a regular basis.
And as Mike alluded to earlier, just because your demo is done and you had a great session, it doesn't mean that you stop practicing, obviously. Newspapers, magazines, reading out loud from the daily newspaper, how tough is that? Not too tough. Just make sure, you know, the kids and the wife have all gone off to, you know, work and school. Having the cats and the dogs around, that's all right. They're not going to, you know, be bothered too much by that. But just reading regularly out loud. And if you're into the narrative thing, you know, grab a book. Maybe a book that you haven't read before, even better.
And don't be afraid if you get a little bit tired maybe of reading some of the same old newspaper articles or things like that. Don't be afraid to grab an article or a story on something that you really find interesting, something you have a passion for, whether it's baseball,
sure,
or, you know, military history or even celebrity gossip. You know, find something that's going to keep you interested. The more interested you are in doing it, of course, the more apt you're going to want to be to practice, and you won't think of it as a chore, but rather something that you enjoy doing.
There you go. Now, Mike cheats. He reads regularly to kids.
That's right, actually. I do. I have twin 3-year-olds, and I read to them pretty much every night. I read a few books every night for them. If you have young kids, a really great thing that you can do in addition to reading to your kids is don't just read it like to get it over with. You know, when I read to my kids, I really try and work hard to put in different character voices. I try and use a lot of inflection. I try and look at it as if I was doing an actual voiceover recording. As I'm reading to my kids, I'm always thinking, how can I make this more fun or more animated? And I like to think that they enjoy it more because of that, but it certainly helps me hone my skills and keep in practice as I'm doing it.
Now, my kids are all grown up, so I never miss an opportunity to read something out loud to my wife out of a newspaper or a magazine that I think she might find interesting. I'm not sure if she actually listens to me anymore, but I still have fun reading it out loud.
You know. Absolutely. I don't know if any of us listen to you anymore, Warren.
Of course, there's one thing you don't want to practice, and that is maybe copy that you've been given ahead of time.
A lot of times when you go in to record for a job, you won't get the copy until you arrive at the recording studio. But sometimes you will get it ahead of time via email or mail. And if that's the case, you want to resist the urge to practice that copy. You really don't want to do that, because what can happen is it can make you accidentally kind of hard to direct. You get sort of stuck in a way that you think the copy should be delivered. And if you go in to record it and the producer has a different vision, it might be tough for you to kind of shift gears. So put aside the copy that you have for a job and really just work on reading out loud other things besides that.
But don't forget to practice. I think of the great Larry Bird and how he was always the first one in the gym in the morning and the last one to leave at night, and he'd always be working on what he thought he needed, you know, the most help doing.
And I always think of the great Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Steve Young. I don't know much specifically about what they did, but since you threw in your favorite sports team, I figured I'd throw in mine too.
Well, for more than a dozen years or so now, Voice Coaches has been traveling the country, introducing the business of voice acting to interested folks just like you. Our adult education class is called Getting Paid to Talk, and you won't find a more educational, honest, or fun evening anywhere else.
And we may be in your area the week of June 21st. We'll be in New Albany, Indiana, Owensboro, Kentucky, and Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Also in Springfield and Acton, Massachusetts, Toms River and Teaneck, New Jersey, and Middletown, Goshen, and Hudson, New York.
And all you have to do to get exact locations and dates for our classes is call our toll-free number, 1-866-887-2834, or you can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com, which is also the address for comments, questions, or suggestions, or who you think is the better sports team, the Celtics or the 49ers.
Maybe they should play each other.
Yeah, I
don't think that's going to work. Thanks for joining us again this week, and we'll have less sports talk and more talk about your favorite topic of voice acting next week right here on Voice Coaches Radio. Have a great week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
That's right. Now, you may be... Six words in, that's all it took. Six words. Awesome. No idea where I am. I'm just looking down. I'm like, nope. Got no idea what I'm supposed to say here.